Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about the obligation to ask mechila from those we have offended. We're going to talk about a number of points in this regard. One of them very interesting is, can you simply put up a billboard or can you send around a mass email or something like that asking people, are you mochomir? Does it have to be specific? Especially if you know you offended somebody in particular. Do you have to inform them what you did if they don't know about it? We'll talk about various issues in this regard. So we're going to start at the beginning, just the concept, the obligation. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Tuf Resh Vav, Sif Aleph says as follows, Aveiro Shabein Adam L'Chaveiro, when it comes to the sins that we have done between our fellows, not Bein Adam L'Makom, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but between people, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Yom HaKippur is not going to wipe out that sin. There's not going to be a kapara for sins, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Ad Sheyiratzeh Chaveiro, until you appease, until you ask Mechila, and the mechila is granted from your friend. Vafilu lo hiknito ala bedvarim tzarei. So even if it was simply words, it's not that you stole money from him, you owe money, you have to pay back. Certainly you have to make amends then financially. But even if it was simply words, you spoke lashonara, you still have to go and ask mechila from the individual. Now, having said that, if somebody does not remove the hatred that he has from somebody else that he's caused, his tefillah will not be heard. That's the Eliyahu Rabbah, Mate Ephraim. V'chol adam tzrei levakesh mechila meharav. It's an obligation to ask mechila from one's parents, one's siblings, one's wife, a husband to a wife, wife to his husband, one's rebbeim, your friends, your shcheinim, because you may have offended them. So based on that, we're going to go through seven different points with more specific halachas in this regard. So number one is the Yosef Omitz talks about what the minhag olam is. We don't mean here the minhag, that it's the right minhag to do. This is what people typically do. They go in to their friends on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the time that we asked. Ideally, don't delay till Erev Yom Kippur. This would be the end time, the last time, because we want it to happen before Yom Kippur. So people go to the people that they're friendly with, their friends, their chaverim, and they ask, can you be mochel me? And the majority of times, there's no reason. We only have to ask people when we have done something to them. If we are good friends and we don't offend them, they haven't offended us, we have good relationships, can't recall anything we've done, really like the person, then there's really no reason. You can certainly ask mechila, but that's not our target audience that we would have to ask. But oftentimes people just go and say, mechila, 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 can you forgive me? Do I forgive you? Etc. The people around them, the people that they're closest with and that they don't offend, and that's not our target audience. The target audience is the people that we know we have offended, that we have rough relationships with. Those are the people to target. Number two, it's preferable that you ask yourself rather than using a shaliach. There are times that a shaliach may be necessary if the person's not going to want to hear from you whatsoever, so you send somebody who will be more effective. But the default, the preference would be to ask yourself. That's part of it. That's part of it, asking mechila and a little bit disgracing yourself and feeling the pain that you caused somebody. So that is point number two. Point number three, simply asking mechila from the rabbi. For example, putting up a billboard, going and announcing on a ROM call on a stereo, getting up in shul to everyone and saying, I'm sorry if I offended everyone. The Mishnah Berurah says, Eina yotze im yodea shepaga be'ezi yachid b'frat. That does not work if you know that there was a specific individual that you offended. It's not going to be effective getting up and making a public proclamation, a public request that people should be molchu you. So that is point number three. Point number four, Ein levakesh mechila b'kri. This is brought by Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs. It doesn't work to simply happenstance. You happen to meet somebody on the street, al regalachas, you're in the supermarket, and you banged into someone and you know you offended him. Hey, will you forgive me? You happen to get onto the subway or to the train or you're passing in the hallway. Oh, would you forgive me? It has to be something that takes a little bit forethought and planning, and it can't be something that is just happenstance. It happened to be you're passing. Let me ask mechila. Go and ask in a serious manner. It should be something that is pre-planned and something that shows that you're putting in effort and it really means something to you rather than something that just happened that you banged into the person. That is not what we're talking about. It has to be taken seriously. That is number four. Number five, says the Chofetz Chaim, B'shas bakasha samechila. At the time that you're asking mechila from somebody, if you disgrace somebody in front of others, you'd have to tell him, says the Chafetz Chaim in Klal Hei, what you did. So the person doesn't know what you did, you'd have to inform him. That is part of asking mechila according to the Chafetz Chaim. Now, this is a major machlokes. Rav Yisrael Salanter says as follows, if you know that you're going to inform the person what you did to them, you're going to cause him pain, he's going to be embarrassed because of it, it's preferable to not tell him. Preferable not to tell him and just ask a general mechila, will you please forgive me? And not inform him of the specific thing that you said about him, because that will really could destroy him, or partially destroy him, or offend him, or embarrass him. So this is a big machlokas between the Chofetz Chaim and Rav Yisrael Salanter. If you have to inform the individual, he doesn't know what you did to him, do you have to inform what you did? And if the consequence will be that he will be pained, sorrowed, and or embarrassed, you still have to say. Chofetz Chaim says yes, you have to inform. Rav Yisrael Salanter says no, you do not have to and shouldn't. It'd be usher to inform the person to cause him that pain. I think the minhag olam is like Rav Yisrael Salanter. Ask for mechila in general, but don't inform what specifically you did or said to that person. That is point number five. Point number six is focused on the person who is being asked for mechila. So not the offender, but the offended. And it's as follows, lo yehe adam ach sarish lo limchol. Somebody should not be mean, or should not necessarily mean, but he should be willing to ask mechila. If the person is asking for mechila and you see it's a genuine request, the person bona fidely feels bad, penitent, and wants to ask mechila, don't be achsari, don't be mean, show rachamim. Shekol ha-ma'avir al midos av ma'avirin, anyone who forgives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also forgive that individual. Mida kenegin mida. Mida kenegin mida, when we are forgiving to others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving to us. And that's something that would be very positive going into Yom Kippur. Somebody offended you and you're very upset about it and you're ma'avir al midosav, you get past it, you say, amochel you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bezrat Hashem do the same mida kenegin mida, unless you feel that the person asking it is not being sincere. And you can tell the person is not sincere, then there's not going to be a requirement to be mochel. Now, when it comes to the number of times, the default is asking three times. So the person said, no, that's being achsari. But certainly on the third time, if they continue to say no, that is problematic. The exception to the rule, and at that point, the offender doesn't have to continue asking for mechila. If it's a Talmid who offended his Rebbe or children to parents, it's brought that tzrichim nevakesh afilu mea pa'amim, they would have to continue asking even 100 times. Keep on asking. It's not the end. You have to continue. And point number seven, how do you ask mechila? The language would be along the lines, it doesn't have to be this, but this is brought by the Eliyahu Rabbah, Yomar hinini mevakesh slicha mimcha. I am asking mechila from you. I'm asking slicha from you. Please forgive me. We should be explicit. I hope I didn't offend you, and I'm asking mechila, and I hope you will forgive me. And then again, we have that machlokas. Do you have to inform him or not? But we would go to the Rav Yisrael Salanter. If the person will be offended, didn't know, and didn't know what you did, and would be embarrassed, offended, etc., then we would refrain from giving the details. Just say, I think I did something. I offended you. I did something wrong, and I want to ask mechila. And we should all be zoche to be asking mechila, receive mechila. And if we were offended, we should be ma'avir al midoseinu. We should be forgiving going into Yom Kippur. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.